This is from Fernando from Brazil. He writes, sorry for my English, but it's not that pretty good English when you're living in India, and seems like pretty good English. Now, this is actually a very important question which he's asking. A question about a discussion that I had with a person who knows both ISKCON and Eastern paths of philosophy and metaphysics. He was making a comparison and criticism. He said, for instance, that ISKCON temples are a mess, dirty, noisy, with lots of fighting among devotees, and, in comparison, Buddhist and Taoist temples are very clean, organized, quiet, peaceful, and sattvic. He said that many devotees, ISKCON devotees, don't have basic manners, culture, education, or etiquette, whereas Buddhist, Taoist, Ashtanga yoga practitioners are educated, well-mannered people. He also said that these people seem to have much more sense control than their devotees. He said that ISKCON doesn't have organization, planning, structure, or stability, whereas these groups are very well organized and structured with years, decades, and centuries or more of work and tradition. His point is that you judge something or someone by the results and symptoms, so if the devotees are the topmost transcendentalists, and if ISKCON and the Sankirtan movement is the most elevated spiritual movement, then there should be an example, results, and symptoms of such a superior position. His reasoning is that these Eastern paths and their followers seem to be more advanced, self-controlled, etc., than the devotees. I know his thinking comes from a neophyte understanding, but I want to know what I could say to him. And I'm requested to tell Fernando what I could say to him. The first thing I could say is that if it's actually true what the Mayavadi is saying to you, that the ISKCON temples are all messy and the devotees fight a lot, well, there's obviously something wrong with our temples. I don't know if this is overly stereotyped, that all the ISKCON temples are full of low-class people, whereas all the Mayavadi temples are full of very good, self-controlled people. If that is a fact, then obviously there's something seriously amiss with our ISKCON movement in the area that he's discussing. And it can't last very long, because we in ISKCON we do have actually very high levels of behavior, mandatory. For instance, you're not allowed to even drink tea or coffee. Whereas here in India, when you go in a Mayavadi ashram, usually the first thing they ask you is, chai piyenge, will you drink some tea? So, if people are not, if they're living in our ISKCON temple, but they're not actually living as a saintly life, then they won't be able to maintain very long, because, as I say, we do have principles. And people are on a lower level of consciousness, they can't maintain them for very long. And the point that's being made, if it is true, it may be exaggerated or whatever, it's actually in one sense a valid point, and Srila Prabhupada himself also made that point. That he said that, you see, our devotees, they're leading a very pure life dedicated to God. And that for me was what actually clinched it for me, why I thought I have to join the devotees, because I saw on my first visit to the temple, I saw they're extremely dedicated, austere, they're rising early in the morning in the cold in the winter, and there's no hot water or any such thing in those days, freezing water, and dancing for God at 4:30 in the morning. So the dedication and behavior and the austerity of the devotees, that was a major factor in convincing me to join them. And Srila Prabhupada, he often said, you just see by the behavior of our devotees, they're saintly people. And Prabhupada also noted that one priest on a flight had said, in America, had said to him, how is it that our people, our young people are joining you? And many people noted how the devotees are so dedicated to Krishna. So it's a fact. If the devotees are not up to that level, then for a start, they're not really fit to live in a temple at all. And there is something seriously wrong. Maybe that could be taken up with the local authorities, if that's actually a fact. I mean, maybe the Fernando should investigate and see, I mean, is it actually a fact? I don't know that all Mayavadi centers are all better run. Again, here in India, usually we go to a Mayavadi center and you know, they're all watching TV right there in the ashram. It's not uncommon. I mean, there are different levels also among the Mayavadis. But by the behavior, that's ultimately not the only symptom of success. I mean, for instance, just to give an example, if someone is not a criminal, but they're somewhat sloppy and unclean, is their position better than that of someone who's a criminal, who's in a prison for doing a serious crime, but he keeps his cell very clean and neat? And obviously the citizen who's not a criminal, who doesn't break the law, is better situated than someone who does break the law, but within his prison cell he's very clean and neat. So these are, after all, secondary symptoms. And we should examine that the philosophical understanding that if someone is, his aim is to become one with everything, in Buddhism, of course, there are so many different schools of Mayavad and Buddhism, but basically their idea is that they're asatyama pratishtam te jagadahura nishvaram. Well, actually, the Mayavadis, they wouldn't agree to that description, but they basically say that there's no God in control, that we are all one with God, or we have to become nothing, or we are all nothing and we just have to realize it, which are actually absurd philosophies. But it will be difficult to... absurd philosophies, which I won't get into here, it will be difficult to impress that on the common people if our devotees don't live as saintly persons. So those who are living in the ashrams, they should, yes, they should be clean, neat, tidy, well-behaved. Otherwise, they misrepresent the cause of Krishna consciousness. And it will be very difficult for us to preach Krishna consciousness to the common people if our devotees themselves don't set an ideal example.